Broadcast journalist David Brinkley has died. A spokesman for ABC News said Brinkley died at his home of complications from a fall. He was 82 years old. Brinkley was one of the premier television reporters and anchors for five decades. He was half of NBC News' Huntley Brinkley Report, with Chet Huntley based in New York and Brinkley in Washington. I spoke with Brinkley in 1995 about why their program was so successful.
We had all grown up, and the critics had all grown up with news broadcasters who pretended or thought they were the voice of doom. I mean, they are very heavy and very oppressive, and they delivered the news as if they were delivering the world's obituaries. And we did not. We both talked as we had always talked, as we're talking right now, not really stuffy. And it went over very well because it was new and nobody had done it before, and I thought it was really something tremendous.
Brinkley worked at NBC from 1943 until 1981, when Roone Arledge hired him to work at ABC News. He hosted This Week with David Brinkley until his retirement in 1998. And also on that program at ABC was NPR's Cokie Roberts. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
David Brinkley talked about who he grew up listening to on the radio. We grew up watching him on television.
We did indeed. The Huntley Brinkley Report. Our families would wait for it to come on at night. We'd sit around the television set. It really defined the news for a whole generation of Americans. And we learned what to think from them, what was going on in the world from them. And David Brinkley understood that. He was from Wilmington, North Carolina, a seacoast town, very southern, and he understood that the civil rights movement meant a tremendous difference in his town and around America, and he covered it in a way that made lots of southerners furious.
Huntley was sort of the Edward R. Murrow lookalike, the straight man, while Brinkley would have the sly little remarks based on his years in Washington and getting to know these people on Capitol Hill.
That's true. He had a wry smile and wit, and he used it not only in his conversation but in his writing. And, you know, David Brinkley wrote every word that he said on television. Occasionally, after he went to ABC, he would fill in as anchor of World News Tonight, and it would make the writers there extremely nervous that they might lose their jobs because he would insist that he would not go on without having written exactly what he was going to say. And, of course, he wrote some wonderful books, and what was so good about them was that they were entirely in his voice. You could hear David Brinkley as you read the books.
It took years for CBS to catch up once these guys made such a sensation at the 56th convention and then countered with Walter Cronkite ultimately. But they were such a great team together.
They were a great team together. Huntley from Wyoming, Brinkley, as I say, from North Carolina. Brinkley always talked about Huntley as the handsome one. But then Huntley just decided to throw it over. And it wasn't the same with Brinkley as Brinkley until he went to ABC and did his own program. And, you know, interestingly, Bob, he did This Week with David Brinkley longer than he did the Huntley Brinkley Report. But it's still the former for which he's remembered.
Roone Arledge, a very smart man to steal him away.
Roone Arledge was a very smart man in many ways, and of course we lost him earlier this year, at the end of last year. His biography is out now, and he talks about wooing David Brinkley.
Brinkley seemed to have fun doing it. You know, everyone
he
else
had
was
a wonderful time doing it, and in the clip you just played, you can hear that he enjoyed the business of politics. He enjoyed the people of politics, and he didn't take himself or them seriously.
Yes, and everyone else was so straight and very serious about the news.
And he, that sense of humor stood him and me in great stead. I must say, he was a wonderful mentor to me and couldn't have been more gracious in the years that I worked with him.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob.
NPR's Cokie Roberts. Brinkley never seemed to mind when people confused him with his co-anchor at NBC News.
I was going somewhere in an airport, I think, and a woman, nice gray-haired lady, stopped me and said, "Aren't you Chet Huntley?" And I said, "Yes," partly because it would save a lot of conversation. If I'd said, "No, I'm Brinkley," she would have felt she had to apologize, and she didn't need to at all. Anyway, I said, "Yes." And she said, "I think you're pretty good, but I can't stand that idiot Brinkley."
And people still tell you goodnight, David?
I do hear it once in a while. Around, people shout it in the streets, and then they laugh. I don't mind it a bit. It's rather nice.
I really don't want to say it, but the time has come, and so, for the last time, good luck and good night, Chet.
Good luck, David, and good night for NBC News.
Broadcast journalist David Brinkley died last night in Houston.